Now, any chance for any of us to save money on bills is most welcome. Well, here to talk about this and also to chat about how business has been over the past year since he last joined us is James Murphy of Kerry-based business BillGenie.ie. James, you're very welcome back to studio. Since you were last on with us, how have things been for BillGenie.ie?
Very good, Mary. Thanks for having me on the show and hello to all the listeners. So yeah, we're very busy, Mary. We're delighted with how things are going. I guess when we were on the show with you last year in January, we'd only just kind of started out a few months beforehand, so we were pretty brand new as such. So look, we're happy to report that 17 months in, we're definitely getting the word out there and people have saved a lot of money, time and hassle by using our services since we started.
Okay, and will you tell us, I suppose, or remind people who maybe aren't familiar with you? I know, you, as we mentioned, you've been on with us and you were on with Jerry as well and Kerry today, but tell us about what exactly BillGenie.ie can do for people.
Yeah, so hopefully most people would have heard about us, but if you haven't, BillGenie.ie, what we do, it's a free utility consultation service and we work with homes and businesses. So what we do is we help people to save money, time and hassle year after year. As we all know, unfortunately, look, if you don't review your utilities regularly, prices or packages can change, discounts can get removed without you knowing it, and people can end up paying a lot more than they should be. So I suppose the worst part about it is that because the utilities are generally paid in arrears, the business or homeowner normally doesn't find out they're paying too much until it's too late and they've already got the bill in the door or several bills on higher rates, you know.
And will you remind us then about the types of utilities then that you would deal with?
We cover a range of utilities. We do broadband, we do landline phone, we do electricity, of course. Electricity is, I suppose, the big one that people change regularly. We also do gas, so whether that's bulk tanks or natural gas, pipe gas, and we do green solar PV. On top of that then, when it comes to businesses, we do card terminals, so merchant services and card terminals.
Okay, and your aim is to save people money, but you also save them hassle and stress. I suppose, will you tell us about that bit?
Yeah, I suppose the money's important, you know, but I suppose it's also the time and hassle. Look, I suppose we all know, or we've all been in the situation, the frustrating situation where you're on hold to a supplier, waiting for ages. A lot of the time you'll give up and say you'll ring back at a different date, and then quite often you'd forget, and you know it's becoming more expensive all the time. So because of the long on hold times and because you're waiting, if you were to go and sit down, like if you look at home electricity for example, there's about 10 different suppliers of home electricity. If you were to sit down and contact all 10 of them, that would be quite a frustrating experience. It would probably actually take you a few weeks to get to speak to a human being with all of them, if you got onto all of them. What we do then is we're already in touch with the utility providers, so we have the prices for the different type of meter already. So I suppose we're cutting out that step of having to wait on hold. The suppliers are sending us the prices, so we know what prices are available for each type of meter. And obviously, look, when it comes to homes, there's different meter types, but also when it comes to business, there's several different meter types as well. So what we cut out is the time and the hassle that the person has to spend dealing with the utility company.
You're, I suppose, doing that work for the business person or the homeowner. You're directly making contact with the utility companies.
Correct, yeah. So, like, all they have to do is send us the bill and we already have the prices, so we can look at the usage and look at the different packages we have and decide which one is best or which one we can save the most on or which one suits the customer the best, I suppose. Anyone that contacts us, the big thing we say, or that I say, is that we always try and give people good news. So look, 9 times out of 10, we're saying we can save you money, which is great news. But 1 time out of 10, then we'll have somebody who we can't save the money, that they're already on a great deal. So they're getting the good news that they're already in a great deal.
You'd be recommending then that whether you're a business or you're a homeowner, that this is the kind of thing you should be doing on an annual basis.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose because we're at it now over 17 months, we're coming to the stage where we're renewing people's electricity. So people who would have signed up with us for the first time last year or the year before, the end of the year before, we now come back and we'll help them every year. So if Mary Gallagher's contract's coming up tomorrow, Mary could expect a call from me maybe today or tomorrow and say, Mary, look, your contract is up tomorrow. This is what we have available this year. Would you be happy to go with one of those? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they will. Looking at it so far, we've about a 98% of people will actually renew with us the second year, because we're back to remind them, back to help them, and it's an ongoing service that we do for people.
It's always great to not have that hassle of ringing those companies and saving money. But I suppose when it comes to cost then, how does that work? Is the homeowner or the business owner charged by you then?
We don't charge a fee. We don't have to. There's no cost to the end user or the customer. We don't charge them anything because we'll get a small commission from the energy supplier on the other side for getting them a new customer. From the homeowner's point of view or from the business's point of view, there's no fee from us. So it's a kind of a win-win, really. I don't think it makes sense to charge somebody for saving the money. You know, it kind of defeats the purpose. So we don't charge.
We've been told over the years, you know, we should always be, you know, checking contracts when they're open and, you know, making sure we're getting the best value. And people can tend to be lazy. But I suppose with the price of electricity and gas and other utilities going up so much in the last year especially, would you have noticed an increase in people coming to you looking to make changes and to find the best value?
You would, yeah. There has been a noticeable increase. The fact that energy prices went up has had a big effect. Or I suppose it's brought it to the fore for people, or it's now a much bigger problem than it was. Like, I sat down recently there at the end of January and just did a comparison to see how we performed, I suppose, this year in January as opposed to the year before. We saw a 430% rise in the number of customers that we did January this year. Now, that's not turnover. That's the amount of people that changed over using our services. So it's definitely on the increase, yeah.
Would you put that surge in demand down to people looking to save money because of the energy crisis, or kind of what would the main reason be?
Yeah, look, the energy, as we mentioned, the energy crisis has brought it to the fore, and it is a bigger problem for people. On top of that, I suppose we ourselves, we've done a lot of other things too to get the name out there. Look, we started with yourselves last year on the In Business Show. We did Operation Savings with Gerry during the year on Kerry Today for the homeowners, which was a great success. We've also taken a number of other steps ourselves between local sponsorship, working with local business networking groups. I suppose the biggest source of customers for us, though, has been word of mouth. That's great because it means that we're looking after people.
So for people who wouldn't be familiar with the service then, is it something that you do in person, or do you work remotely?
Traditionally, I suppose our type of business would have been door to door. The person would be calling in, looking at your bills in person. With the COVID-19 and with the pandemic and that, like, there's been a huge shift in society in terms of technology. People are a lot more comfortable now using the likes of websites, mobile phones, WhatsApp, email, with the result that it's made the world a much smaller place, and people are happier to send us bills, and it's much quicker, much more efficient, and we can get a lot more bills done in a day than we would if we were out kind of walking the roads or driving the roads, should I say. So the shift in technology with using email, Zoom, all of that, it's all helped, and it means that we can work remotely and work more efficiently.
One big thing with energy is people are looking more now to renewables. And I know you had mentioned solar PV earlier. Is this something for both, that you can offer for both business and homeowners?
Yeah, we can get prices for both. I suppose it's a kind of a, they work hand in hand really. When you're looking at somebody's electricity bill, it's a kind of a natural chat to move on to kind of look ways of cutting down. There's only so much you can do with the price, but if you can cut down the amount of power you're using, that's obviously going to help as well. So as part of the service we do, we'll help people to get solar PV pricing for homes or businesses. You yourselves, look, you've given great coverage lately to the likes of the Rose Hotel, the Vans and that on the show. Rightfully so, which is fantastic. It's great to see people going down that line. So what we do is we'll take the bills and help them get a solar PV quotation. Personally, looking at solar PV, like, the big thing for me is people are going to be paying the money anyway. You know, okay, it is an expense, it is an investment, but people are going to be paying the money to their electricity supplier anyway over the next 5 years or 7 years or 10 years, however long it takes to pay it back. By installing the solar PV, you're instead investing the money in your property or your premises. One of the providers we work with also, they do kind of a pay-as-you-save option as well, so you can pay it over 5 years. So it's a nice one, you know.
A win-win there. Just on the business side of it then, another side of it, I suppose people want to use cards so much, or even phone, you know, Google Pay and Apple Pay, that kind of thing. Can you work with businesses then in finding them card payment systems?
We do. We cover a whole range of services, as you know, with the broadband, the gas, the electricity and the card terminals. And like, if you can save money across the board on all of them, even if it's small amounts on all of them, you're winning. Definitely card terminals, yeah. We can look at pricing and things like that. Tends to be a lot of hidden fees. You'd find businesses as well, their card machine starts slowing down or having connectivity issues or acting up. People kind of everybody can't afford these days, really, because it has to be instant, has to be quick. So,
okay, well, James, I suppose there's a lot there, whether you are a business owner or a homeowner. If somebody listening then is considering this, well, yes, you know, I'd like to save some money and they'd like to make contact, I suppose, how does that work then?
Yeah, if anybody wants to grab a pen and paper, we'll give the contact details in a minute. All they need to do is touch base with us, whether that's by phone, by WhatsApp, by email, or by using our website. You can upload bills directly and we'll go through them and send you back a review. The contact number, if anyone's ringing us, is 086 102 5551. That's 086 102 5551. It's the same number for WhatsApp. You'll get our WhatsApp profile there. If you're emailing us, it's hello@billgenie.ie, and the website's www.billgenie.ie. We've all the usual social media outlets as well, between Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we have our own YouTube channel where we put up hints and tips there for people on their bills and understanding their meters and that kind of thing, if anybody wants to check it out. So,
well, James, look, thanks so much for coming in. Great to catch up with you again and see how business is going, and look, continued success to you all.
Thanks a million for having us on, Mary.
James Murphy there of BillGenie.ie.